This is highlight number 4 in the book of Hebrews, drawn from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, about escaping salvation. How shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Already the writer is warning his readers. This is a recurrent feature of this book. The warnings against turning away from faith, having once started to follow Jesus, are stronger in this book than any other in the New Testament. They cause considerable difficulty for those whose basic theology is strongly Calvinistic. Those people say, once saved, always saved, which this book seems to contradict. We have to take Scripture as more significant than any systematic theology, so we need to heed what the writer says. This first warning comes so early in the book that it might be thought hard to justify. It raises the question, why do we come to faith? Many people in our culture, and perhaps yours too, come to faith and start to attend church because something has gone wrong in their lives or they feel a gap in the way they live. Those are not good reasons for starting to believe because they are I-centered. They come from the needs and the thinking of the individual. The true reasons we should come to faith are because of who Jesus was and is, his death and resurrection. That is what the writer has emphasized in those first few verses of chapter 1. The reality is that most people do not come to faith for that good reason. What is hugely important is that they should then receive teaching that convinces them of the way it actually was. If they know that the Lord had the main guiding hand in what happened, that it was his initiative that brought them to faith in the first place, that the gift of the Holy Spirit was his doing, then they are unlikely to try to leave faith because it is convenient for them. It may well be that if they are taught to do so, they will be able to look back and realize that the Lord had for many years, and in a quiet and non-aggressive way, been leading them towards faith. Few people take the leap of faith when it is first placed before them. Most need many a nudge and suggestion before they get there. Our God is a gracious and kind God who deals tenderly with his people.